Anything else? I can't wait, Graham.
Watch it. Emily, it's here.
The letter from your publisher?
No, our property tax bill from the city tax assessor. Eloise, it's gone down. $120 less than last year.
That's nice, dear.
Nice, it's sensational. And you said it wouldn't work.
John, if the city had to put a tax on personal property in order to raise money, what, do you think it's fair to palm this off on the tax assessor as our furniture?
Well, it worked, didn't it?
Now can we get our good furniture out of the garage?
$120 less than last year. Come in.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. Hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Hello, dear.
Did you get a tax bill this morning, Mr. Wilson?
Did I?
I think you got our bill by mistake.
Henry Mitchell. Yes, I guess I did.
My dad thought that was what happened. Here's yours.
Thanks.
Mr. Wilson, I hate to mention it at a time like this, but your week is up today. Our Explorers Club is going to have to charge you another 50 cents rental on our clubhouse sofa.
Eloise.
What's the matter, dear?
Our bill is $168 more than last year.
No.
How could the assessor raise our property tax that much after seeing all this junk?
Here's the reason. Antique sofa, assessed value
$800. $800 for that?
$800? Boy, if we'd have known that, we would have charged you a dollar a week.
Assessor, I felt that I should explain why your tax bills are higher this year.
They're higher because the city wastes money.
Now, a lot of citizens think the city wastes money.
You do?
We don't.
So, who's paying for the television time?
Even this television time is donated free.
That's the question. You get an answer.
Property tax is the mounting cost of education. Now, this gentleman, whom you'll all recognize as Mr. Cedric Sparks, the principal of our elementary school, has come here today to explain some of the reasons for why education costs are going up.
Thank you, Mr. Andrews.
Come in!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are many reasons why the cost of education arises.
Hello, dear.
Hey, that's Mr. Sparks.
The modern curriculum requires...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mrs. Wilson. I just came over to ask if you had an LP of Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet over.
The book was less than $2. Well, today's book.
If we have a what?
Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet overture. Did you ever hear of it?
Yes, I've heard of it. I didn't think you had.
Jonathan, what do you need the record for, Dennis?
We're putting on Romeo and Juliet at our school.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have the record, Mrs. Wilson? We need it for background music.
Well, I think so.
Is it stereophonic?
Well, does it have to be?
That's the kind of equipment we have at our school.
Stereophonic? Who paid for it?
The school.
When I went to school, we didn't even have an ordinary phonograph.
Then how did you do rhythmic dancing?
Rhythmic? Dennis, just what goes on at that school of yours?
Besides rhythmic dancing? Well, we have clay modeling, dramatic representations, movies in the auditorium, and we watch music appreciation on television.
Clay modeling, movies, television? What are you majoring in? Advanced fiddle faddle?
No, sir. I'm going into engineering. According to my aptitude test, I'm pretty good at mathematics.
Aptitude test? Do they still have that nonsense? I took an aptitude test when I was in school. Do you know what it showed?
That you had an aptitude for being a writer?
No, a butcher. No wonder they have to raise the taxes, squandering all that money for folderol. Well, it's time the taxpayer fought back. I am going to write a letter to the newspapers.
They had a picture of our new school bus on the front page yesterday. Boy, you should see it. Tinted glass windows, foam rubber seats, and a radio with stereophonic speakers.
Well, isn't that peachy keen? When I went to school, we didn't have buses. We walked, no matter if it was 10 degrees below zero. My mother would bundle me up, put my books in my arm, and I'd trudge into the ice and snow.
Gee, that must have been real hard, Mr. Wilson, walking to school through the ice and snow.
Well, it wasn't too bad. He lived right next door to the school.
And as I have stated before, there would be no need to raise our property tax if we got back to the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic, and do away with the three F's, fiddle-faddle, folderol, and frivolity.
Boy, Mr. Wilson sure writes a powerful letter.
He is wrong. There's four F's in school.
What's the fourth one, Seymour?
Physical education.
That starts with a P, dummy.
Physical?
Hey, look. The principal. I wonder if he's read Mr. Wilson's letter yet.
If he hasn't, I'd better warn him.
Hi, Mr. Sparks.
Oh, how are you, Dennis?
Fine. Did you see Mr. Wilson's letter in the newspaper?
Yes. That's why I'm here.
Oh, he sure is mad.
Yes, yeah, somehow he's gotten the wrong impression about our school.
Well, I don't know how I could have. I told him exactly what we do.
Oh?
I bet if he could spend a day in school, he'd change his mind.
A day in school?
A lot of good it would do me to spend a day in school. You'd only show me what you wanted me to see.
Not if you were a pupil.
A pupil? Me?
Sparks, must you put him in my class? What'll I do with him?
Treat him like any other student. Don't make any allowances.
Mr. Sparks, he is
Miss Williams, the school board and I agree. John Wilson has asked for it. Every pupil must register.
Oh, all right. More wasting of time, paper, effort. Anything else?
Well, there's just one more thing. Your aptitude test.
Aptitude test. Now, you know how I feel about...
Yes, I read your comment about them in the paper. Oh, by the way, there's only one P in aptitude.
Oh, well, that was the proofreader's mistake. Now, as far as I am concerned, aptitude tests are a waste of time.
Did you ever take one in school?
Oh, I certainly did.
Well, this is very interesting. Did it show that you had an aptitude for writing?
No, it showed I had an aptitude for being a... The whole thing is a lot of nonsense.
Let's start with the word association test. Now, you know how that goes. I'll give you a word, and you give me the word that you associate with it. For instance, if I say grass, you would say green.
No, I would say cow.
Whatever comes into your head. Axe.
Chop.
Author.
Bacon.
Tent.
Steak.
Argument.
Beef.
Afraid.
Chicken.
Mystery.
Hamburger.
Scale.
Thumb. Oh, now this is ridiculous. What does it prove?
Well, Mr. Wilson, this is just a very small part of the test. But so far, it indicates you have a leaning toward being a butcher.
Mr. Sparks, I don't care what it indicates. I am a writer, as you will discover when you read my articles about your school system. Now, what time should I be here tomorrow morning?
9 o'clock. And please be prompt.
I have never been late to school in my life, even when I had to trudge through the ice and snow. Where's that stereophonic bus?
We missed it. You took so long getting ready, now we'll have to walk to school. Come on, I'll show you a shortcut.
Dennis! Dennis, wait for me.
Dennis, wait for me.
Good morning, children.
Good morning, Diana.
Saved by the bell, Dennis. Now, children, Arthur.
Okay. Good morning.
Good afternoon. You're late.
Well, I'm sorry.
One of the first lessons we learn in school is promptness. All your other classmates managed to be here on time.
Well, they didn't have to shave.
Children, children. Take your seat, Johnny.
Johnny?
That is your name.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, that is my name.
No, no. Yes, ma'am, or yes, Miss Williams. Courtesy. That is the second thing we learn in school.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Williams.
Now, our first subject this morning is history. Will you all go to the supply closet and get some clay?
Clay? What has that got to do with history?
You'll find out.
Just a moment, children. Johnny, did you want to say something?
No, ma'am, Miss Williams.
You read what I have to say in the newspaper.
All right, children, get your clay. Johnny, aren't you going to join in the history lesson?
Well, I will if I can get out of my seat.
I'll bring you some.
Oh, thank you, Dennis.
That's okay, Johnny. I mean Mr. Wilson. How you doing? How do you like history?
History? Fiddle faddle.
Oh, that's a very nice vase, Margaret. That's a good-looking cup, Tommy. And that's a very good vase, too, Dennis.
Thanks, Miss Williams.
And, Johnny, that's a very nice,
Looks like an ashtray.
Thanks, Dennis, but it's supposed to be a soap dish.
Of course, a soap dish, and the soap goes in here.
You've got it upside down.
Very interesting. Children, look at Johnny's soap dish. Now, you might be interested to know that the early Aztecs, whose civilization we're going to study now, made household implements out of the same kind of clay that we're using.
The same kind of clay that we're using? That's a sneaky way to get into a history lesson.
Johnny, do you have some comment to make?
I certainly do. If you're going to teach history, teach history. Don't sneak up on it with a blob of clay.
We do not criticize our teacher.
Now, see here.
And we do not talk back to our principal. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Problem. The record was played at a speed of 45 revolutions per minute. It lasted exactly 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
That's exactly 2 minutes too long.
She'll send you back to the principal's office.
Now, the vocal portion of the record lasted 1 minute and 15 seconds. What percentage of the total number of revolutions was taken up by the instrumental part? I'd like the answer expressed in decimals. Are there any questions? Yes, Johnny?
I don't have a pencil.
Here's one, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, thank you, Dad.
Fine. Now, as soon as you get the answer, raise your hand. Johnny, do you have the answer so soon?
No, I forgot the question.
I'll tell it to you, Miss Williams.
All right, but you'd better hurry. The others are working. Just a moment, children.
But that's the lunch bell, Miss Williams.
You will remain in your seats till I dismiss you. Johnny hasn't finished yet.
I've got it.
What's the answer, Johnny?
4.33 one-hundredths percent.
Well, that's wrong. The answer is 43.33 hundredths percent.
Well, I had the right numbers.
Yes, but you put the decimal point in the wrong place. Dennis, you're our best mathematician. Will you tell Johnny where he made his mistake?
Right here. You forgot to move the decimal point. You see, when you divide a decimal by a decimal, you move the decimal point of the divisor to the right until it becomes a whole number. And the decimal point of the dividend, an equal number of places to the right.
Oh.
Class dismissed.
How do you like school, Mr. Wilson?
It's very interesting.
You must be some kind of a nut.
I beg your pardon.
Why do you go to school when you don't have to?
Well, I'm doing research.
I guess it's a lot different than when you went to school.
It certainly is. When I went to school, we didn't spend our history period playing with clay.
What'd you do in history, Mr. Wilson?
We studied Abraham Lincoln.
Was he in your class?
No, he was a class or two ahead of me.
We had show and tell in my class this morning.
Oh, and what's that?
Little kids bring something from home and show it to the class and tell them about it.
Oh, and what did you bring, Seymour?
My baby sister.
Come on, you guys. We better finish our lunch. The bell's going to ring any minute now.
And what do we have after lunch?
Science and literature.
Now we're getting to the fundamentals of education.
Come on, guys. We've got to get back to our class.
Seymour, where can I throw this?
On the ground.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Take it up.
What?
Take it up.
I will not. Who do you think you are?
Lunch monitor.
See here.
Just for that, pick up all the papers in the yard.
All the papers?
Want me to call the principal?
I'm picking up the papers. Seymour ordered me to do it.
Did you fall for that lunch monitor bit? He always pulls that trick on new students when it's his turn to pick up the R's.
Why, that miserable.
Miss Williams sent me to get you. We're starting our science lesson.
Oh.
Better hurry up.
Wilson! Pick up that piece of paper.
What?
You should be ashamed of yourself. After someone has gone to the trouble of cleaning up the whole yard.
Sun, Mercury, Venus, the Earth, the third planet from the sun. Dennis is our sun. Now we need somebody to be the Earth. Who would make the best Earth?
How about Mr. Wilson?
Yay!
Children, children, children. Looks like you're elected, Johnny. Now, what does the Earth do? Margaret?
It revolves around the sun.
That's right. Now, shall we have some kind of a song to help the Earth revolve around the sun?
I know. Why don't we sing All Around the Mulberry Bush and change it to All Around the Sun We Go?
Very good, Dennis. Let's try it.
Fiddle faddle.
All right, class.
All around the sun we go, the sun we go, the sun we go.
Earth's dark revolving.
All around the sun we go, so early in the morning. This is the way the earth goes round, the earth goes round, the earth goes round. This is the way the earth goes round, so early in the morning.
Very good. No, Earth, we're not through yet. Now, how long does it take the earth to go around the sun?
Tell me.
365 days.
That's right. Now, how do we get our days?
The Earth rotates on its axis every 24 hours.
As it revolves around the sun. Now, let's have our Earth revolve and rotate. Children?
All around the sun we go, the sun we go, the sun we go. All around the sun we go, early in the morning. This is the way the Earth goes round, the Earth goes round, the Earth goes round. This is the way the Earth goes round, the Earth goes round.
Dennis, help me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson. We don't have first aid until Friday. How you feeling now, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, the room is still revolving around the sun.
Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Mr. Andrews.
Andrews, aren't you through yet?
You asked for a reassessment of your property tax, Wilson, and that's what I'm trying to give you. I'll be through as soon as I finish checking off this room.
Checking. It looks more like snooping.
Say, this isn't the same antique sofa that was here when I made my original assessment.
That was Mr. Wilson's sofa.
Dennis!
He's right in here, Mrs. Park.
Thank you, Mrs. Wilson. Dennis, hello.
Hi, Mr.
Wilson. Mr. Andrews, what are you doing here?
I demanded a reassessment. That's what he's doing here. What are you doing here?
I just dropped in to tell you how sorry I am about what happened to you in school.
Oh, you'll be a lot sorrier when you read that series in the newspapers. I never saw such folderol. Clay modeling, the twist, aptitude tests, and the earth revolving round the sun.
Here you are, Wilson.
Why, that's more than it was before.
Well, that's what it comes to.
Wait a minute, Mr. Andrews. You made a mistake.
Mistake?
Yes, sir. The total should be $98 less. You see, when you divide, you move the decimal point to the right. We learned that in school today, didn't we, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, yes, we did. When you divide a decimal by a decimal, you move the decimal point of the divisor to the right until it becomes a whole number. And the decimal point of the dividend an equal number of places to the right. I should think you'd know that, Mr. Andrews.
You know, he's right. You're a bright boy, Dennis.
Yes, he is, especially in mathematics. His aptitude test proves that.
Oh, then you don't think aptitude tests are just a bunch of fiddle-faddle.
And
you did learn something in school today. It wasn't all folderol.
Well.
And learning by doing isn't just frivolity.
Well, I...
Mr. Wilson, you're a big man to admit it.
Well, it is an interesting method of teaching, once you get to understand it. Well,
I'm sure you're going to explain it in those articles you're going to write for the newspaper.
Well, I...
Good. I'll be looking forward to reading them.
Well, here's your reassessment, Wilson. $98 less than I thought it was. Thanks to Dennis's alertness.
And here's something else for you. Miss Williams asked me to give it to you. It's your report card.
Oh.
Come on, Andrews. Bye, Dennis.
Bye, Mr. Sparks. Bye, Mr. Andrews.
Bye, Dennis.
What'd you get on your report card?
Nothing, really. Nothing.
Goodbye, Mr. Sparks.
Goodbye, Mrs. Wilson.
Goodbye. What's that, dear?
It's Mr. Wilson's report card.
Report card? Let me see it.
Oh, now, Eloise.
Oh, John, you always ask Dennis to show you his report card. F in history, F in science, F in arithmetic, F in recess.
Boy, that's great, Mr. Wilson. Nobody's ever gotten an F in recess before. You go to school for one day and you set a new record.
Thank you.
has been a Screen Gems film production.